Each year, every parish in the United States is asked to welcome someone that supports the missions, the annual mission appeal. And in this weekend, Holy Name of Jesus and St. Clement are a privilege to support the Foundation of Children in Need, which works with children in India. And we're blessed to have Tom Cheetah and Dr. Geetha, who are with us this morning, who will address us on the mission of the Foundation of the Children in Need. Welcome, Dr. Geetha and Tom Cheetah.
Dear friends, good morning. We do want to greet you with the folded hands in the Indian traditional way, Namaste. It means the God in us greet you.
My wife, Dr. Geetha, and myself consider this as an honor and privilege to be with you and to share with you briefly about our mission work in the villages of India. We come from the southern part. India has a large population of more than 1 billion people, but Christianity is a minority religion. We are less than 3%. India has many large cities, large towns, but thousands and thousands of small villages. We come from one of such a rural areas, meaning most of our people live on the farms. Most of them are agricultural, unskilled day laborers, every day looking for work. Many a times, our people are walking a few miles into the neighboring towns to buy groceries or to see a doctor. Children are walking 2-3 miles to go to schools. In the summer, it gets very hot. 110, 120 degrees. The wells dry up. The water levels go down. People are desperate even for drinking water. Foundation for Children in Need is a Catholic lay organization established in this country to support our mission work in the villages of India. Through our foundation, we have built several schools, orphanages, a home for the seniors, and a health center. In our home for the seniors, there are 30 elderly people that come from different villages and live with us. To these seniors, we provide food, clothing, and simple medical care totally free. You will be surprised to know it costs about $50 to take care of one elderly person for the entire month. God has been wonderful to us, and He has been blessing our mission work, and Geetha will share more about.
My missionary journey started when I was 17. That is when I had the honor and privilege of meeting Mother Teresa. We all know today Mother is a saint. Mother blessed me. She held my hand and said, "My child, I want you to go, love and serve the Lord by serving the poor and the needy." This profound experience transformed my life to be a missionary. Later on, working in rural areas, I saw a great need for medical personnel, went into a medical school in India, became a physician. Since then, I'm working in the interior villages. We provide primary medical care to people living in rural areas. As we get to the place, we gather all of them, give them health education on prevalent diseases like pneumonia, tuberculosis, typhoid, and cholera, do medical checkups, give the needed medication, and then get home. We do help children born with a cleft lip and cleft palate. You would be surprised to know, just with $100, to help children and the parents to travel from the rural areas to the hospital and to provide nutritious diet. It's a miracle to see each child going in and coming out after a couple hours totally transformed. We are able to do this just because of kindness and generosity of many friends like you across the country.
Any calamity around the world, people look up to you, and you have been most gracious and generous. Even in small villages like our own, our people know, our children know, that lot of help comes from you. We think of you, we pray for you, and we are proud of you. This morning, on behalf of thousands of needy that we serve, we would like to thank all of you for your prayers and for your generous support to the missions. We want to thank Father Matthew for accommodating our request to come on this weekend and for welcoming us. Thank you so much, Father. We also would like to thank in a very special way the Archbishop, the Mission Diocese of this Archdiocese for selecting our organization and for welcoming us for this annual mission appeal. As it was mentioned in the bulletin last week and as it was announced today, there will be a second collection taken up immediately after communion. Your sacrifice, your donation, which goes into the second collection, will be sent to us so that we can share and show your love in a concrete way with our needy. So we appeal to you to be kind and generous in the second collection taken up today. If you'd like to make a check, please make it to the parish and put it in the second collection. But if you have forgotten to bring a donation for the missions today, in the pews, at the end of each pew, there is a white envelope, which is a missionary cooperative plan, which is a special envelope sent by the Archdiocese. Take one of these envelopes with you home and bring it back during the week to the parish office, or just bring it back next weekend. As long as you use one of these envelopes, your mission donation will be put together and sent to us. We also brought a simple brochure about our mission work. These brochures have wonderful photographs of our ministry. You'll be amazed to see how God has been blessing our mission work. These brochures will be given out to you by the ushers as you leave the church at every door. Please kindly take a brochure with you home. Visit our website, pray for us, and help us when you can.
In our travels, every weekend, we are in a different place, in a different church. We are lucky to come to your parish together. Many of our friends ask us how many children we have. Our answer is, we have 2,500 for now and more on the way. These are the children. Some are orphans, some are hearing impaired, some are physically challenged, and some children are very poor. In order to break the cycle of illiteracy and child labor, we send them to schools through the sponsorship program. The sponsorship is $20 a month, $240 a year. When you sponsor, you will get a picture of the child and a brief family background, and this particular child will write to you for every Christmas, and you also can write to them. As you write back and forth, it's a wonderful experience for you and for your young ones. Your sacrifice of $20 every month, when it reaches to the missions in India, will provide food, clothing, and education. We are able to provide all these just because a dollar goes 10 times more in India. Dear friends, those of you who would like to sponsor a particular child in our missions, Tom will be here at this exit and I will be at the main exit. We do have sign-up forms. Kindly give your name and the address and we will mail you the picture of a particular child in few days. You need not give your donation at this time for sponsorship. Once you get our letter, you can send your kind donation. We invite you to sponsor a child in honor of your own children or in memory of your loved ones.
Never hesitate to help the poor and needy locally and globally, which you do in a marvelous way, because that is one powerful way that Jesus comes to us in our everyday life. I was hungry, you fed me. I was naked, you clothed me. I was homeless, you gave me shelter. Whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, that you do unto me. And today, you have a wonderful opportunity of sharing your many blessings with our needy in the villages of India. The $20 of sacrifice you may make to help a child to go to school for a month. $50 of a sacrifice you make to help an elderly person to have food and shelter for the entire month. To help a cleft-lip child to undergo a transforming surgery with $100. And whatever sacrifice you make to the missions today is going to come back to you in many, many ways, and God will bless you abundantly. We need you, your prayers, and your generous support. That is how we form the mystical body of Christ, the global family, the universal family, the one Holy Catholic Church. Thank you, my friends, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Tom and Dr. Geetha, for your work and the passion for your ministry. And what a great blessing that the foundation was blessed by St. Mother Teresa. That means, Dr. Geetha, that you're actually a relic since you touched a saint. What a beautiful gift that is to be blessed by St. Mother Teresa. As we heard, then after the regular collection will be for the needs of the parish, and then after communion will be the second collection to support the foundation of Children in Need.